What's up, everybody? Time for an audio journal that might be a possible podcast episode. We'll just see how that goes. But I want to talk about this really interesting problem. It's really interesting because, you know, I used to believe this. So this is where this is coming from. Part of this is because I used to subscribe to similar things, and I like come to like realize that those things don't really work as well as that people think they do. But it really comes down to detachment. This idea of detachment. Like, we must learn to become detached. We must learn how to become, you know, non-judgmental. We talked about that in a previous episode. And so, the opposite, the thing that I think about when I think about this is, and this is where we get into the deep problem of relativity. And why I think I'm coming to realize that, like, this extreme confusion, this extreme relativity is kind of making us less intelligent, you know, like, for instance, like a dog, right? If a dog is aware, he doesn't, like, have the ability to logic what he's aware of, like, analyze what he's aware of. But, like, you know, people, teachings, and spirituality tell you, like, oh, the solution is to just become aware of something without thinking about it. And just sit there and, like, become aware of it. But what I really become aware of is that that's not true. You know, you're just becoming, like, an animal at that point. Like, you're becoming a less intelligent person. You're not using your intellect for what it's supposed to be used for, which is to make functional truths for yourself or others, or ways in which to do these things. Instead, you're just like, oh, become aware, that's the answer. Become aware is always the answer. So it's like, no, that's not the answer. Like, that's doing that, like, by itself is not a problem. Like, if you're doing that as a meditation,
that itself isn't the problem. The problem is when that becomes, like, the panacea thing, like, oh, you know, the problem is that you're just aware and you're thinking about what you're aware of. And we can talk about the problem of overthinking, which is another audio journal or podcast that I want to make an episode on, or a podcast that I might do as an audio journal, because these aren't just, like, thoughts that I'm not even really concerned about publishing or not. We'll see how that goes. But and the reason why I say this is because the truth of the matter is that you're kind of in this place. So when you're doing this, you're engaging in a sort of, like, antithetical, anti-logical mindset. Like, oh, the answer is just, like, become aware. Like, none of this actually matters. But it's true, but it's not true. Like, it does matter. It does matter in some ways. And so you have to become aware, sure, but you have to also, like, look at what you're becoming aware of. The problem is, and when they're pointing this out, they are right to say that, like, well, the problem is people are overthinking this. And that's true, but you can also underthink this as well, which is what we're seeing, where we're no longer, you know, they're not telling you to analyze what you're aware of and this kind of thing. It's like, just become aware. Like, that's the solution. Just be here, right here, now. And just become an animal. Like, you're just becoming an animal. Like, animals could do that. That's how animals live. Because animals don't have, like, logic and intelligence and things. I mean, they're intelligent, but they use intelligence very differently. Actually, in some ways, it's even going beyond animals. Like, because at least animals have some of that. The functional intelligence, I suppose you could call it. But the logical response to this is, okay, so what are the consequences of doing this? Like, what happens if this becomes like a panacea for you? It's like, oh, the answer is always just become aware. Just become aware. Just be here now. Just be present in this moment. It's like, I mean, number one, sure, I mean, sometimes that might be useful. Like, if you're attempting to stop from yourself from overthinking, you know, becoming aware of the present might be useful. Or just going in a particular direction in a physical way. Just do something, exercise, whatever. But on the other hand, you can also underthink. And now I think about this as well when it comes to like impulses. People tell like, oh, like if you're, you know, people are like, life is like unfair, you should not accept this and just be angry with it. It's like if you punch a holes in the wall, it actually weakens your impulse control and things like this. If you're angry. And so in the same way, I think when you're doing this, it weakens your ability to become intelligent, because it's like a use it or lose it kind of thing, right? Where you're like, you're not using it because people tell you like, oh, just become aware, just be here now in the present moment. And nothing's bad is going to happen by doing this. It's like, well, you know, you're coming from a place where at that point, when you're in that place, you're already reaching somewhere. You already reached something. But what exactly is it that you're reaching for? Because if you just do this and only this, of course you're not doing this and only this, but that's the deep problem, and you're not even realizing this. But if you do this and only this, what happens is you end up creating this like sort of sloppy, and I say this in other ways as well, which is why I've been criticizing this relativity bullshit. But you end up creating this sort of like sloppy way of like doing things and thinking about things. Like, it's like, and so like if you are just doing this and only this, or at least attempting to do this and only this, you could see something, but because your intelligence is wrong, the ego is wrong, according to spirituality people, you're not going to engage in any intelligent thinking and actually attempt to figure out what's actually going on here. Instead, you said you just simply become aware. But simply becoming aware is not going to really fix this problem. It's not really a solution for you in this situation. And so you end up sort of like becoming less able to do the things in the first place. I lost my train of thought on this one, but yeah, you end up becoming less intelligent. You end up losing the ability to make rational decisions, and you start telling other people the same thing. Oh, it's just simple. Just become aware. You know, stop thinking about it. Just live in the moment. Like all these like phrases that don't really mean anything. And the problem is that, and this goes back to the relativity issue as well, is that the problem is that you're going to be thinking about things anyways, making judgments about these things anyways. And so if you're just becoming aware and just only doing that, and like focusing on the present moment or whatever, what ends up happening is that you end up kind of making decisions and making judgments, so to speak. But they're very sloppily done, and they're not done with, like, logic and, like, actually, like, attempting to figure out, like, well, how do I actually do this in a functional way? Like, what does that actually require? You're just like, no, become aware. Like, there's no solution here. There's no need to, like, think about it, and, like, you can overthink it. Sure, like, that's a definite point we can definitely make. But the problem is that doing this excessively can make you underthink this, and the problem is that you're still going to be doing those things anyways. You're still going to have to make decisions. You're still going to come to conclusions because that's how your mind works. That's also survival works, surprisingly, how that works, right? But because you're not actually doing this consciously, you're sort of like sort of going through the motions of intelligence at that point. And so everything is like sloppily done. Your philosophy is sloppily done. It's full of all kinds of contradictions, and your metaphysics, if you have any, is full of contradictions. And so you make very poor decisions as a result, like, because your focus is just, oh, you just become aware of the present moment. It doesn't matter. Like, all these decisions don't really matter. Like, just become aware of the moment. Just become aware of the moment. Just become aware of the moment. Like, that's the phrase that they're always using. It's so one-dimensional. Because that's what they've been doing, like, for, like, years and years. And so that's the only response they have for you. Well, what do I do about this? Just become aware of the present moment. Well, what do I do about that? Just become aware of the present moment. It's like, I mean, that could be a good starting point, I suppose. But you have to do something from that place. Like, awareness by itself is not an answer. It's not a solution intellectually. It's not a way of actually doing anything useful. all it is doing is making you into an animal. Like, you're just an animal using human consciousness at that point. But, you know, like I've been saying, that's fine if that's what you want to do. But if you actually want to make decisions that work for you, and actually make decisions that are doing something for you, you might want to go a little bit beyond just become aware, right? Because I used to think this as well, like, and it goes back to detachment as well. Just become detached. Just, like, don't become attached to what's happening. It's like, oh, I mean, that's fine in practice and in theory, that is. And that's fine sometimes, like, if you do this, but, like, you could become so detached to where, like, you could be in a situation or an action, in a situation that might be unacceptable normally, and even intolerable, and something you might want to change, because, like, you could be causing yourself ill health or whatever. But because you're so detached from that position, that situation that you're in, that you're not gonna really do it, because it's not gonna really matter to you to do it. People talking about, like, oh, well, acceptance doesn't mean that you're not gonna change the situation. Well, I mean, that's possible, but it's also possible that it does mean that, because oftentimes, if you're comfortable and if you're peaceful, you're not really gonna change that. Like, why would you change that? Same reason, like, if you're happy, why would you change? If your life is happy, if you think your life is going well and you're happy with it, why would you change it? If you're in a place of peace and comfort and acceptance of everything, why would you change anything? It would just lead you to a place of non-peace, because now it's like, oh, I don't accept this anymore. And so there is a purpose for non-acceptance. it's a real shock, isn't it? It feels strange. But because we buy into this, like, bullshit ideas of spirituality, like, we have to now accept everything. Now everything is about becoming comfortable with what is, rather than, like, realizing, like, wait, maybe I am in a really bad situation. Maybe I should get out of the situation. It's like if you were to, like, imagine if you are in a group, a spiritual group, whatever. And the leader of this spiritual group is actually a con artist and is just using you for money, right? And he's just telling you, like, oh, just accept what it is. Like, just be in the present moment. You're going to be giving this person all of your money, all of your time, all of your resources. Because this person is a con man or whatever. It could be even worse than that. But because this person just tells you to accept it and don't worry about it and just become aware of the present moment, you end up making bad decisions for yourself. Really strange how that can work, huh? Because acceptance typically means that you're going to just be with whatever it is. It's like you're not going to really want to change. Like, if you're in a peaceful state, why would you change anything? But they tell you this stuff like, oh, well, if you're in acceptance, you could still change things. I mean, you could, I suppose, but you're like, why would you? You're already accepting what is. You're already accepting what's happening, and so you could accept the unacceptable, and you're not going to change it because you're already at peace with it. You're already at comfort with it. Sometimes discomfort serves a purpose. Sometimes emotions do sometimes serve a purpose when it's not acceptance. But that doesn't mean that you should trust your emotions, but that's another episode. So yeah, like, these are just things that I think should be obvious, but aren't in the spiritual community, because people have been kind of like culted into this idea that, like, the answer is just become aware of the present moment. Just become aware of the present moment. Just become aware of the present moment. It's like, what? I mean, sure, like, if you find yourself, like, overwhelmed with all this information that you're getting in your head, sure, become aware of the present moment. But that's not the only answer. That's not the only way of doing things. And there's other people that are like this in Wells, the spiritual community. It's just like, the answer is always love. Just love is always the answer. It's like, well, not necessarily. Like, if you're in a situation and you know that this, and this person, like, that you're with is actually, like, conning you and manipulating you, and this person's a narcissist, love might not be the answer in that situation. The answer might be just to say no, which is, they would say that would be the loving solution, I suppose, but that's typically not seen that way, and so you can get stuck in that as well. That's why you have to think about these things logically, and you have to go, okay, so what are the consequences of this? Like, and I know I'm giving, like, overt examples, but that's how you can see through the bullshit sometimes. And you see the overt examples, and you go, like, oh, wait, maybe this is not always a panacea like the spiritual people want to tell you it is. And yeah, like, this is why I had to take a break from all this shit for, like, 3 months, 4 months, to actually come to see this, because it's been something that's so hammered into people who are chasing spirituality solutions that they don't see through this. And it's probably done, I don't know if it's done on purpose. I don't think it's done on purpose. I think the problem is that it's very easy for the mind to buy into its own bullshit. It's funny, people talking about, like, we could be deceived by, like, a con artist, or, like, a grifter, like a politician that's just lying to you, things like this. It was like, I mean, that's true, but the real problem is that your mind is doing this to yourself anyways. The problem isn't necessarily the politician. I mean, that's part of it as well, perhaps, but the problem really is that your mind is doing this to you. This is how your mind works. The deception wouldn't work unless your mind buys into it itself. It doesn't think about it critically and logically and go, like, oh, how is this true? Is it actually true in the first place? So no, the problem isn't politicians or some other con artists. The problem is that your mind is just doing this to you. Your mind is the one deceiving you. You are the one deceiving you, and you don't even realize it at the time. Because we have not been taught to become discerning and become truly aware with precision-like level of awareness, which really does require some level of analysis of the situation. You know, because, for instance, like, I could be in a situation where it's, like, very dangerous, and, like, I could die and other people could die. But because I believe this idea that the answer is just to become aware without thinking about it and without analyzing it, I could die, and I could let other people die because I'm not aware situationally of what's actually happening around me, this kind of thing. should be obvious, but and it is to most people, I think, to a good majority of people, but to this kind of group of people that probably don't see this because they're not realizing the consequences of this policy, this action. Every action has consequences. Mental actions, physical actions, whatever. Emotional actions. But anyways, I probably will release this as an episode because it wasn't done too horribly. So talk to you in the next episode whenever, if that ever happens. If it happens.